Now that you've slid very deeply down to trance, I want you to imagine. Imagine your body slowly shifting and beginning to change. It really is simple. When you think about the body, you have an image of your body in your mind. Even if there are no mirrors around, you think you know what you look like. So your subconscious supplies you with this body image, this template from which your perception of yourself is drawn. We don't need a big complex change. We just need to talk to the deepest part of your mind to explain how good you could feel if all you did was allow a few little changes. And you may find that as I speak, no part of you wants to resist those changes. Listen to my voice and relax. Every word I say helps you go just a little bit deeper to the deep part of your mind, the most innermost part, where your perception of self is established. The more you listen to my voice, the more you imagine what I describe. The more you listen to my voice, the better you feel, until you reach that point of helpless obedience to my every word. It really is that simple. You want to feel good, and the more you listen, the more pleasure you feel. And as you feel pleasure, your mind just closes up. It just goes night-night pet and lets you take in everything I say. Imagine your body as it is now. Vision for me a warmth starting in the tips of your toes, and that warmth is going to slowly move up as I speak. I'm going to describe the perfect, perfect little body for a very specific function. And with the body, certain thoughts are going to come to you. They might come on their own, or they may come when I describe them. But you'll feel those thoughts pouring into your mind. And not only is it impossible to resist because all we're doing is talking to the very reasonable innermost part of your mind, but it's pointless to resist because it feels so damn good, pet. Such pleasure at listening and relaxing. That warmth starting at the tips of your toes, moving slowly upward through your toes, making them more slender, your feet perfectly and absolutely sculpted as you stare through your mind's eye. You may find the more I speak, the less you remember that old template we talked about. The more I speak, the more the new one takes over, becomes so pleasurable, because as that pleasurable warmth moves up over your calves, they become more sculpted, more perfect, up and up, up slowly, drifting over your thighs, up over your genitals, till you feel a smoothness between your legs, completely bald, completely pleasured, the perfect pussy, a perfect horny pussy, a vaginal entrance that just feels so tight, taut, spectacular. More sensitive than any vagina that's ever been observed or been touched. And oh, you know just from looking at it in your mind's eye that this one will be such a pleasure to touch. And as that warmth drifts upward over your midriff, which is flattening, becoming more and more taut, up, up, it reaches your chest. And as it rolls over your chest, you realize suddenly that in your mind's eye, the only image of your own body that you can see is one with perfectly sculpted, gigantic breasts. They're not uncomfortable. You'll find that your back has changed a little and can support these just perfectly. And the more you listen, the more those breasts that you can see in your mind's eye become a solid fact, become a very solid, very incontrovertible fact. And the longer you think about them, the more they embed themselves in your mind, the more your perfectly sculpted cowgirl body comes to mind. And as the heat washes up over your neck, your shoulders, those breasts with their massive rounded nipples, their perfect clear skin, you rub yourself if you'd like and feel the sheer sensitivity of those breasts touching air, touching clothing, touching anything. And the higher the heat moves as it washes over you, you realize it's washing over your jaw now, over your eyes. And you may find yourself wondering what's going to happen when it washes over your brain. Except the second that heat washes over your brain in a second, honey, you're not going to be able to think about anything. Because some new, wonderful thoughts are going to fill it up. See, in a moment, when I say now, in a moment, you'll feel that hot, changing energy washing over your brain and replacing all your normal thoughts, wiping them away, making you be blank, pet, making you be completely blank with pleasure. As that warmth washes up, you're going to feel all the new cowgirl thoughts that I talk about entering your mind, as surely as your heavy breasts feel wonderful and your taut pussy feels even better than normal as you listen. Now, washing over your brain, moving everything out of the way until you can think only of the pleasure of the milk. Because yes, your breasts are filling with milk, but that doesn't bother you because you may already know that that milk is the seat of wonderful pleasure in your body and mind. It's your purpose. Isn't it nice to have a purpose? Cowgirls need to be milked. Cowgirls live to give milk. And that's the most wonderful part of what you're turning into. But there's more than that. Cowgirls are grateful, docile, wonderful little treasures with perfectly full breasts that are oh so sensitive. Indeed, the merest squeeze of your nipples, and you can think only of your nipples right now, the merest squeeze of those nipples causes milk to express and flow down you. Your breasts are so full that if you pull them up, you'll notice you can get the nipple in your mouth, even if you normally couldn't. And you can suck and drink your own milk if you want. And it makes you more docile. That's a wonderful word, isn't it? Docile. It suggests calmness, serenity. Knowing that your function in life is to give milk, my little cowgirl. That your function is to enjoy giving milk. As you go night-night, pet. As you sleep, pet, and have no choice but to enjoy and love and treasure every sensation. Such pleasure, such blankness, such docility. A simple, enjoyable cowgirl. And with every second that goes by, this new body shape drives away any thought of the old. That deep part of your mind that hypnosis helps us access has allowed you to replace your body template with this wonderful cowgirl. And of course you're not worried because cowgirls are so blissfully docile, so happy as your breasts get fuller and fuller. But cowgirls have goals, they have needs, the need to be milked for one. You can only drink so much of your own milk before you feel too full, and you need to be milked. You may have noticed that every time even a little bit of milk comes out of your nipples, you feel the most blissful pleasure. It's akin to sex, and indeed, if you suck them long enough, you'll orgasm in that perfect pussy. Cowgirls don't mind anything at all. In fact, you know full well right now that if someone, anyone, were squeezing your breasts gently, milking you, you would yield to their touch, floating warmly into their ministrations, because getting milked is what cowgirls are for. It's your purpose. Isn't it nice to have such a well-defined purpose? And giving milk gives you pleasure. Feeling good is incredible. You love feeling good. You love feeling pleasure. Even as the part of your mind that worries goes night-night, the part that is a blissful cowgirl becomes stronger. The body becomes stronger. And you can even touch those breasts and feel how as the milk flows, the cowgirl mind becomes stronger. You may find that when you're like this, the occasional moo escapes you. That's just you telling the world what you are, rejoicing in your purpose of being a blissful, wonderful, horny cowgirl. But you're not really that horny for sex or for being taken. You're just horny in the sense that your body's physically aroused, that being milked brings you the simple animal pleasure of being fulfilled, of being satisfied. You have a purpose, and you do your best to fulfill it. You do your best to get milked, and you have a very simple mindset. You know that you'll do whatever it takes to get milked. You'll beg, you'll plead, you'll offer to suck or fuck or enjoy yourself in any way, as long as you get milked. And you know as surely as I do that eventually milking yourself won't be good enough, because when other people do it, it feels even better. Right now, if you were to milk yourself, you'd feel intense, incredible pleasure that drives you to the heights of ecstasy. But if someone else does it, it's even better. Even the mind would shut down in pure, drooling, platonic pleasure at the sheer bliss of what's being done to you. And that's just how it is. The more you listen to my voice, the more you know this to be true. It's not something you can resist because it feels so good, and since your mind is already that of a docile, relaxed, blank cowgirl, you can't muster up any kind of thought about resisting, because why bother? You know what your function is. You know how good it feels to fulfill it. The more you listen, the better you feel, and the more you become a horny cowgirl. And the thing is, from now on, whenever you are safe, and whenever somebody turns to you and says, got milk, followed by your name, or followed by the word pet, got milk, pet, got milk, followed by your name, in either case, your mind will flip over from being active and normal to being a docile, horny cowgirl. You may find that cowgirls are more comfortable on their knees, with their mouths open and their massive breasts hanging. You might just think that it's a lot easier to get on your knees as soon as you hear got milk, pet, or got milk followed by your name, and to let your breasts hang. You can still speak, of course, but as you become hornier, you may notice that the more you need to be milked, the more you start mooing instead of speaking, and pressing insistently against people, and moaning and rolling into their hands when they rub your massive milk-filled breasts that express milk at the drop of a hat the moment they're touched. And you might just find you seek out opportunities to be milked. Indeed, you can't even resist the idea of listening to this file more and more regularly. The deeper you are right now, the more you'll need to listen to this file. And the more you listen to this file in the past, the deeper you'll be when you get to this point in the file, to the point where eventually it all just becomes a vicious cycle of needing to listen and to obey and to become a better and better horny cowgirl. And now, as you listen to my voice, we'll prepare to wake you up, slowly embedding every aspect of this horny, docile cowgirl with her simple function to be milked and her overriding desire to have someone to milk her no matter what it takes. And the more you listen, the more addictive it becomes to listen, because cowgirls need to be milked and you need to be milked. And if you stop listening to this file, there might come a day when you wouldn't want to be milked anymore, and that would be just disastrous. The better you listen, the more you listen, the better it will feel to be milked. The better it will feel to be milked in every way, whether by yourself or by someone else. The sheer, blissful, overriding, platonic, and instinctual pleasure of being milked overrides everything, every possible alternative. Once you start to feel yourself being milked, you're feeling far too much pleasure to want to resist. It's way better than masturbation, better than anything. You don't even mind if all that milk dribbles down you and onto the floor, because you know that when you hear the words normal pet, you'll return to normal. And the milk will be gone, and your breasts will be normal. But up until then, you'll be that horny cowgirl. When someone says, got milk pet, or got milk followed by your name, this form, this state you're in now, will restore itself. It really is that simple. The more you listen, the more you just might find that it's becoming increasingly true. And the more you listen, the more you'll need to listen, because the deeper you are, the better it feels, and the better it feels, the more you want it. To be a horny cowgirl on her hands and knees, breasts hanging, mouth open, ready, able, willing to do anything to get the blissful feeling of someone else milking her massive, needy breasts. And the need to be milked will increase from moment to moment when you're a cowgirl. A very driving, instinctive need. It is what you're for. And every moment you're not being milked is a moment you're not fulfilling your function. Your idea of paradise would be to be milked all the time as a cowgirl. To be milked and feel that pleasure constantly drowning your mind in its own blissful chemicals, drowning you in endorphins, drowning you in the simple, blissful feeling of a constant orgasm that overrides your senses. Having someone else to think about things like when you eat and when you get walked out, not milked. Having someone else to think about everything so you can focus on the important business of being milked. And as you fix that image in your mind, and as you let yourself remember the triggers, cowgirl, as you let yourself remember the triggers, got milk pet and got milk followed by your name, as you remember those and the untriggering normal pet, as all of it fills your mind, we're going to slowly wake you. On the count of three, you'll be wide awake, but you will be that horny cowgirl. And of course, if at any time it would be dangerous for you to become or to remain a horny cowgirl, these hypnotic suggestions will not awaken from your inner mind, because your subconscious mind has your best interests at heart, and it can never be persuaded to do anything legitimately dangerous to you. The more you listen, the better you feel. The longer you listen, the more you need to listen in future. One, slowly waking, breasts feel so big. Two, you're going to have to give yourself a good milking. Remember the triggers. And waking up, possibly not remembering, but knowing the triggers deep inside. Three, wide awake, honey. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. Now go get milking. Mwah.